Geo, your sports station.
This is McDonald Max Basketball. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the Max pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
Go Max! WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening and welcome inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls, Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium for a great Catholic school rivalry Western Clover Belt Conference game. Eau Claire Regis visits your McDonald Central Max and boys basketball here on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM, AM 680, live streaming and podcast at wogo.com. Watch with Wogo Audio via the McDonald Area Catholic Schools Facebook page and McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org, the link to Max TV. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Mark Maloney. Before we dive into this one, Mark, talking about this Catholic school rivalry, the JV game is going down to the wire, 46-45. Regis with the lead with 13.4 left, and McDonald, the boys have the basketball and will inbound right in front of the scorer's table.
Yes. Well, it wasn't the best pass there, but we'll see what they can do here.
9 seconds left in this JV game. Carson Galvez has it on the far side of the floor, and he's fouled with 4.5 left. That was the last one to give for Regis.
Probably a good foul for them. Now Regis is going to take a timeout.
Take a timeout, so we'll have a little time to tell you about what's coming up here. So McDonald right now tied for first in the Western Clover Belt Conference. They are 14-1 on the season, 6-1 in the WCC, tied with Fall Creek. Fall Creek 10-2 overall, 6-1 also. And Fall Creek, again, not tiebreakers in a conference. If they end up with the same number of wins and losses, they'll share the conference title. But Fall Creek did get the better of McDonald, their lone setback of the season, 80-76. Regis on the other end of the spectrum right now, 2-11 on the season, 1-6. They have been in a number of close games, though, Mark. 5 games decided by 6 points or less for first-year head coach Connor Miller, who, of course, played at Regis and then went D1 to Samford University. The problem is they are 1-4 in those games decided by 6 points or less, so they haven't necessarily been winning the close ones.
Yeah, you know, and Mark Halverson and I covered that game down at Regis, and, you know, that was kind of a close game in the first half, but Regis boys stayed with them. That's early on in the season, and I think throughout the season, as the season went on, I think the McDonald boys seem to be getting a lot better. Regis, again, is always a tough team. They got a really sharp shooter there in
Jaron Payne and Owen Weisenberger. Both have been
both
shooting the mid to upper 30 percentage-wise.
They did nice shooting against us at that game. So we'll have to keep those guys in containment and play some good basketball here. And let's see how this JV ends up here with 3 seconds.
Cale Holm will pull up from 19 feet. Oh. That one off the side of the rim, out of bounds. And Regis is going to win the JV game 46-45. And this is one of those teams in Regis that can be sneaky good if they can make you play their style.
Yeah.
And we'll hear from Coach Connor Miller in just a few moments. He is very honest about telling the guys, we're not going to win a lot of games if the score gets over 50 points.
Yeah. So, this is a good game here for the JV kids, and good to get them ready for their seasons coming up. So,
last time out for both of these two teams, Regis with the loss by 2, a tight game on Tuesday. Both teams play Tuesday evening at home. Regis fell to Osseo Fairchild 49-47. McDonald blew out Thorpe here, and a pretty decent Thorpe team this year. They're 3-4 in conference play, 6-9 overall, but only 4 Thorpe players scored in that game as McDonald ran away with an 88-53 in that contest. Cannon Huss led the way with 23 points. He was 2 of 4 from range, 5 of 6 from the free throw line, 8 of 15 from the field, and just a very efficient game. A double-double as well, as he had 11 rebounds and 4 assists. Eddie Mittermeier, 22 points, a blistering 6 of 9 from downtown, 8 of 14 from the field. Didn't attempt a free throw, but had 5 rebounds, 6 dimes, and 2 steals. And how about Keegan Galvez, the 6'5 senior, 16 points. That's a season high for him, and 5 rebounds. He had a really nice game in the absence of Aiden Misfelt, who is dealing with an injury.
Yes, I watched that live stream, and the first thing I did notice was that Aiden wasn't there, and he was sitting on the sideline there, not in uniform, but hopefully he's better tonight. I don't know what was going on with him. Maybe a little ankle tweak or something. I don't know. But, it seemed... And I was kind of looking forward to that because I knew Thorpe had some really good athletes based on their football program.
Yeah.
They're pretty senior-laden, so I thought they would maybe give them a little bit more of a battle there, but then the McDonald boys just turned it up and played very well.
When you look at those shooting stats, and again, here on Max Basketball, WOGO Sports, WOGO Halle, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Aiden Misfelt is expected to play tonight. Coach Schilling said they're going to kind of run through those warm-ups, again, see how he's feeling, how his body's responding, and see if he's able to go tonight. But that's certainly a big, big piece for this McDonald team, their third leading scorer and their second leading rebounder on the season. But in that game, it's hard to deal with McDonald when they're shooting these percentages from the floor. They were 21 assists on 33 field goals, 85% from the line, which is, again, if there were any difficulties so far in the season for McDonald, it might be not shooting the greatest from the free throw line. 11 of 13 is pretty good. Most coaches will take that. But they were 33 of 61 from the field, 54%, only turned the ball over 7 times, 7 steals, 32 rebounds, only committed 9 fouls for the game. So that's a clean defensive game. But this is what, of course, really jumps out at you about that game. Their three-point shooting, 11 of 19. That is 58% from downtown. And when you can attempt 19 three-pointers, which is 6 less than they do per game, usually they average about 25 three-point attempts. But when you can shoot 19 three-pointers and shoot almost 60% from downtown, you're going to win a lot of games.
Yes, and without a doubt. And again, McDonald's just got some awesome, awesome three-point shooters, obviously led by Eddie Mittermeier, but Aiden Misfelt can shoot the three, and I think Keegan might have hit a three in the game against Thorpe when I was watching there. So, and of course, Cannon Huss can shoot the basketball from anywhere. He just played a phenomenal game in the middle, and it seemed like, you got Cannon and you got Eddie, and they kind of maybe picked up a little bit of slack knowing Aiden couldn't play. It's kind of, when you got a teammate that's a contributor and can't play, they kind of step it up a little bit and play for him for a little bit. So, I thought those guys played pretty well.
And, of course, Aiden was coming off that phenomenal game against Bloomer where they desperately needed his offense because of that box-and-one defense. Bloomer was doing everything they could to take Eddie Mittermeier out of the game. Cannon Huss was brilliant in that game. It's almost usual now for Cannon to score 20 in a game, and he scores a sneaky 20 every single game. He's just almost so casually fantastic. But Aiden had 18 points in that game, including just some big, big-time shots where he shot the ball with confidence from beyond the arc, and they needed every single one of those points in a crucial overtime victory to get them back into the front of the conference standings.
Yeah, and I think he shot some pretty good free throws there at the end, too, that kind of showed his nerves were okay there, too, when it comes down to the big shots. It's good for those seniors to step up like that, so...
Finally, looking at the last time these two teams played, McDonald won 49-38. We had that game for you on WOGO with Mark and Mark back in my absence. That was on the 13th of December. It was a 25-14 game at halftime. McDonald with the lead. They ended up keeping that 11-point advantage and winning 49-38. 18 for Eddie Mittermeier, 19 for Cannon Huss in that game. Eddie was 4 of 10 from distance, had 8 rebounds, 2 steals, and 1 assist. Cannon Huss, 19 points, 9 rebounds in that game with 3 assists and 2 steals. Aiden Misfelt with 5 points but had 8 rebounds in that game to go along with 2 steals. On the other side for Regis, they were led by 15 apiece from Jaron Payne and Owen Weisenberger. Payne was 4 for 9 on his home floor from beyond the arc. Weisenberger 3 of 6. Kendon Krogman, 6 points but had 10 rebounds and 4 assists. So again, that was a game that Coach Miller, like he said, kept it under 50, but McDonald was able to get the job done.
Yeah, and I think you and I talked about this when we were texting back and forth during that game, the absence of Xander Rockhall on this team.
I mean, that's their leading rebounder, and that's a Division I athlete that you don't have out there. That's a big loss for the Regis team this year.
Yes, and he's a great leader. You know, I think they kind of looked at him for leadership out there last year, even as a junior, and now this year as a senior. But the young man's probably got a pretty good future playing some football over at the
University of Minnesota.
Yeah.
Well, we're looking forward to a great game tonight here between McDonald and Regis. We'll step out for 2.5 minutes and be back with our interviews with both head coaches, starting with Connor Miller, former Regis standout player, went D1 to Samford and back at the helm of his hometown program. That's all ahead in 2.5 minutes. This is Max Pregame on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Welcome back to Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Catholic School Rivalry, Eau Claire v. Chippewa Falls, McDonald v. Regis here on WOGO tonight at Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium. Here with first-year head coach Connor Miller of Eau Claire Regis. And, Coach, obviously the record probably isn't what you would like so far, but from that first matchup with McDonald, what are you doing better at this point in the season?
I think we're just starting to get a little more consistent with the energy and kind of playing with a sense of urgency and passion. We're trying to instill, you know, game by game. We played a lot of games here this month of January, 3 games a week, so we haven't had a lot of practice time, but it's been a lot of competitive action, and I think that's been a good thing for us to see. Hey, we got to put it together the whole game. We just can't come out and take plays off or possessions off.
I know you and your staff would never give any excuses, but obviously the late start to the season, winning the D7 State Football Championship too, maybe guys are a little dinged up from the football season. It probably took a little time to start finding your groove for the basketball season.
Yeah, I think it took some time to switch and over mentality-wise from football to basketball. Different sports, still competitive. Only 5 guys on the court playing basketball, and we needed some leadership. Some of the older guys that have logged a lot of varsity minutes, needed them to be more vocal and kind of bring some of these younger guys along with them and show them, hey, we have to go to compete every day, every practice, every game, no matter what, to get better.
What's your vision for what Regis basketball should look like as you go on this season, but also in years to come? What do you want the identity of this program to be?
A team that plays hard and a team that plays basketball the right way, shares the basketball, very unselfish, But mainly just a team that plays hard, gives effort every night, and defense has been our main focus, and that's going to kind of be how we plan on building the program is all in the defensive end.
And finally, Coach, this is a McDonald team that averages 74 per game. You held them to 49 in that game at Regis, too. What are they doing well? What's maybe difficult to contend with?
They're playing well. I mean, between Mittermeier and Huss, I mean, Mittermeier is shooting the ball from the field and beyond the arc. Crazy high percentage. People know he's going to get his shots up, but he's still doing a great job of taking good shots and making them. And Huss is, he's like a coach's dream, it kind of seems like. You know, he kind of does it all, high intensity, high motor type of guy, and he really makes this offense go. So we've been talking all year, hey, we can't put up many points on the board, so we got to keep teams in the 40s, and if it gets above 50, we tell our team all the time we're not going to be in many games. So it all comes down to getting stops tonight and cherishing the ball on offense too a little bit and not taking these possessions for granted and just being careless with it. So we'll see what we can do tonight.
Well, Coach, you know this rivalry well. It's always a ton of fun when McDonald and Regis get together. We're looking forward to it. Thanks so much for your time.
Awesome. Appreciate it.
Head Coach Connor Miller back with Coach Schilling of the Max after this. McDonald basketball on WOGO Sports.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Hy-Vee's low price lockdown is just another reason you'll find a smile down every aisle. Saving you money is Hy-Vee's first priority, and the red low price lockdown tag means you're getting the lowest price in town. Hy-Vee shops the competition so you don't have to, and the lockdown symbol means you can rest assured those prices won't change unless they lower them. Making your life easier with the low price lockdown. Your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Welcome back to Max Basketball here at home in Chippewa Falls on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Caleb Swenson here with head coach Adam Schilling of McDonald, 14-1 on this season and second go-round through the Western Clover Belt facing Regis. And coach, early on when you guys fought Regis at Regis last time, low-scoring game, 49-38, they really slowed the pace down. They're a team that, again, shows some of their physicality from the football field as well, too. What do you need to do differently this time to maybe try and get some arms-length separation so it's not close?
I think try to push the ball a little bit more when it's there. A lot of it comes from, you know, getting some good ball pressure, and hopefully we can do that. Last game, I think we played a lot of zone. They're able to just kind of be patient against it, so we're hoping we can get up and pressure the ball a little bit and try to speed them up if that's what they want to do.
What do you see them doing well or at least better at this point of the season? Obviously, the record isn't great, but they've played some teams tough.
Yeah, I think, you know, they got some experienced kids. They got pretty much everybody back from last year that's been, you know, playing varsity for at least a couple of years now. So, you know, they've been playing some teams tough. They got some bad breaks, but we knew going into the season that they were going to be supposedly one of the top teams in the conference, and they're a tough team to beat any night.
I know when you had that stretch that we covered against Fall Creek and then Bloomer, it's kind of let's get through these, let's play our best basketball, but then we've got a chance for five at home. Are the guys enjoying being able to have a little bit more of a rhythm on the home floor?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, we practice here every day, so I think we shoot a little bit better, kind of used to the rims and the, you know, the atmosphere here, so.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Salvo tipped up by Lindner, and it's good. Cardinals tie the game at 55.
Cooper pulls up. Beautiful Nolan bounce pass. Wide open for two. The senior Emily Thaw.
Here's Ty High with a chance. And a win it. Oh, beautiful centering pass for Jackson Hoy.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com. At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
To everyone who appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart, let our team member Emma tell you what's special about the Culver's way.
We take great tasting burgers seriously in Wisconsin. Favorite recipes, fresh ingredients, real Wisconsin cheese. It's a place where traditions matter. So of course it's where Culver's Butter Burger was born. Fresh, never frozen beef with a lightly buttered toasted bun.
What can we say? To us, it's a whole lot more than a burger. From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi-High and McDonald Athletics.
Guys, don't show up with gas station flowers on Valentine's Day. Get the Valentine's Special from EVIV over flowers, framing, and gifts. A dozen gorgeous roses or mixed flowers professionally arranged in a vase for just $75. Plus, receive a complimentary box of locally made chocolate sea salt caramels. But only for the wise men that order before January 25th. EVIV over flowers, framing, and gifts. Downtown Chippewa Falls. Delivering anywhere in the Chippewa Valley. Call 723-7576 or order now at flowersandframing.com.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools.
We chose to come to this school based on the opportunity for our kids to have a well-rounded, you know, not only an education, but a faith life.
Witness the McDonald difference.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Just about set to begin. McDonald and Regis here on WOGO Sports. Time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Mark Maloney, a key or two tonight for McDonald against, again, their Eau Claire rival.
Play some good defense, mix it up a little bit, and keep shooting the lights out.
And when you can attempt 25 three-pointers per game and hit 10 of them, you're doing pretty well in most cases. It is a full gym tonight, youth basketball night here.
Yes.
And Steve and Deb raised their gymnasium. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of blue, a lot of green, and a lot of great action ahead here on WOGO. We're back with Max Basketball after this on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
It's game time here inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. We had your Toys and Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Ringing our side of the court here at Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium, the McDonald youth basketball players. Always great to see the up-and-coming young Max, the future of this boys varsity program that's sitting at 14-1 on the season so far. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney. Don't forget, you can share this on the McDonald Area Catholic Schools Facebook page, as we're always honored to partner our Wogo Audio with Max TV, McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org as well, where you can get that live stream.
They're introducing the youngsters here. The fourth graders are up. Kind of getting the kids out there waving their hands and getting recognized.
Well, give us time to let you know that McDonald is at 14-1 on this season. If you're just joining us, they're 6-1, tied for first in the Western Clover Belt Conference. Regis at 1-6 in conference play. They're in seventh place in the WCC and 2-11 overall. McDonald coming off an 88-53 win over Thorpe on Tuesday, and a tight loss for Regis on Tuesday as well. That was a home loss to Osseo Fairchild, 49-47. Connor Miller is the head coach for Eau Claire Regis, first year at the helm of this varsity program. Adam Schilling, fifth year as head coach of this McDonald varsity boys program, a record of 81-37, nearing a 70% winning percentage for Adam Schilling, and a 14-1 record this year certainly helps that.
Oh my goodness, yes, they're just playing some really, really good basketball here. So be nice. Now we picked up the Whitehall game right on Tuesday.
So
I think that'll be some good basketball too. So I think they went down there and played at that tournament.
Yeah,
last year.
And that was, again, that tournament, that Christmas tournament, Durand and Whitehall, two teams that really took it to this McDonald club, and they kind of took some lumps in that game. I believe Whitehall, according to Coach Schilling, has maybe graduated some of their height and length, but still a good program there.
Yes.
So that'll be a good non-conference battle for McDonald on Tuesday.
Yep.
And now the McDonald varsity team taking a lap around the perimeter of the court and giving high fives to all of those Max youth basketball players as they were all introduced. And again, you can just kind of see even from here just the smiles, the eagerness on the faces of those kids as they reach out to high five Cannon Huss and Keegan Galvez and Eddie Mittermeier and Aiden Misfeld and Jordan Secord. Everyone who's going to be coming off the bench tonight for McDonald as well too, saying, "Hey, I want to be you. I want to be playing on this floor at one point in a McDonald Regis game."
That's what basketball and sports is all about with these youngsters. So now they look up. They don't know how much these young kids look up to them.
Starting lineups now being introduced. First for the Regis Ramblers. They will start with 6'4" senior Kendon Krogman, number 0, 11.5 points per game, 5.5 rebounds. Then Jaron Payne, he's a 3-point shooter, 34% from downtown, 5'10 guard. Number 3, the senior, 14.5 points per game, leads the team. Then Josh Brickner, a 5'8 guard, a senior, 4.7 points and 2.6 rebounds per game. Cooper Dykes, a 6'3 forward senior, number 22, 3.3 points and nearly 3 rebounds per game. And David Riccardi, he's a 6'4 forward, a sophomore, number 30, 1.9 points per game, 1.5 rebounds for head coach Connor Miller. On the other side, for your McDonald Max, we're actually waiting to see who the first player off the bench is, and it looks like he's suited up and ready to go. So there is a little bit of a sleeve on that right knee, but yes. Aiden Misfelt is going to get the start here tonight after missing the game against Thorpe. So good to see Aiden out there. He is such a difference maker. The 5'11 senior guard, number 1, Aiden Misfelt, 9.6 points per game. That's third on the team. He's second on the team in rebounds at 4 per game and almost 3 assists per game, 2.3 steals for good measure. He's shooting 42% from downtown. Eddie Mittermeier, the 5'11 senior guard, number 3, he's the second leading scorer on the team and still averages 21.1 per game. He's hit 67 threes, 3.5 assists per game as well. Keegan Galvez, 6'5 senior forward, number 22, 7 points per game, 3.6 rebounds, had 16 on Tuesday night against Thorpe. Jordan Secor, the 6'2 defensive specialist, he's a shutdown man. Sophomore guard, number 24, 2.3 points per game for head coach Adam Schilling. And then Cannon Huss, the 6'3 senior guard forward combo, number 33, leads the team at 21.7 points per game, 9.5 rebounds, leads the team in that category as well, 2.5 assists and 2.2 steals as well for head coach Adam Schilling. 5 years here as varsity coach at McDonald. Reach is sporting some new uniforms for this year. The jet black tops and bottoms with the Kelly green stripes on the sides of the tanks and shorts, the white numerals, and those Kelly green outlines. McDonald resplendent in their home white uniforms, tops and bottoms, royal blue numerals and lettering, gold piping. And we are set to begin. Cannon Huss will jump it up as one at the mid-stripe by Eau Claire Regis as we are underway. That was Kendon Krogman who got the better of Cannon on that one.
Max comes out in their 1-3-1 zone with a kick.
Whistle up top. And starting five for McDonald, Misfelt, Mittermeier, Galvez, Secor, and Huss. For Regis, Krogman, Payne, Brickner, Dykes, and Riccardi.
Again, similar to the girls, when you got Keegan Galvez out there on the top of that 1-3-1, that's a lot of height.
Driving along the baseline, a shovel pass to Riccardi, and he has his pass to the corner stolen by Eddie Mittermeier. Eddie out on the run to Brickner. Kick out up top. Aiden Misfelt for three. Rims in and out. Rebound pulled down by Riccardi. Now Regis wants to run, and Eddie Mittermeier took it away again from Jaron Payne. Cannon Huss spots up a three. Right side. Had it just a little bit too strong. Rebound pulled in by Kendon Krogman, the senior.
Look good from here.
So no score. A couple possessions for each team. 1 minute gone by here in the first half. Left side, Josh Brickner shoots it down to the corner. Brickner gets it back, fires it to Riccardi at the left elbow. Out to Brickner. Looked like he took maybe a little extra hop. Long pass over in front of the McDonald bench, retrieved over his shoulder by Jaron Payne. He'll throw down to the corner, kick out to Brickner on the skip pass left side. Just inside the left elbow, Brickner throws a high pass up top to Jaron Payne.
Yeah, good defense.
Payne a bounce to Brickner. Brickner against Jordan Secor. He'll drop off to Krogman, working against Aiden Misfelt. Kick out Brickner, left of the circle, 4-3, front rim, no, rebound pulled down, Keegan Galvez. Galvez now is going to push across the McDonald logo at midcourt. Galvez, kick out, Aiden Misfelt, right wing. Aiden holding up top. Galvez, back to Aiden Misfelt, straight on between the wheels. Fires a pass in the corner, Jordan Secora, a rare three from the right corner, just came up short, hit the back bracket.
Now, did you notice, Caleb, that Regis is also doing a box and one on Eddie?
Again, it's imitation, the most sincere form of flattery, right? They saw yes. Bloomer did it with, I mean, Eddie still had 11, but still, I'd say, to at least strong effect. Nice Euro step to the cup, up and in for Jaron Payne. Long lead, feet ahead, and tying the game, Keegan Galvez got ahead of everybody, and Galvez picks up where he left off from Tuesday night with 16, and it's two apiece, 2.5 minutes gone by. Payne throws to Brickner, back to Payne across the timeline. Krogman probing along the baseline. No one picked him up, and Krogman right to the hoop for two. 4-2 Regis. Aiden Misfelt to Jordan Sikora. Aiden Misfelt finds Eddie Mittermeier. Right corner, Cannon Huss spots up a three, drained it.
They ain't going to have enough players if they're going to, you know, stop Eddie, and Cannon can just take over.
First lead of the night for McDonald, 5-4. Brickner across the timeline finds Krogman left corner. Krogman crosses over on Aiden Misfelt, bumps him along the left block. He'll kick out. Jaron Payne thought about a deep, deep three. Instead, throws to Brickner. Krogman left corner. Krogman a bounce up top. Josh Brickner probes just ahead of the foul line. Kick out Payne, right wing. Into the corner, far side. That's Cooper Dykes, the senior. Dangerous pass in the lane. Bounces into Brickner's hands after hitting a couple McDonald fingers.
Yeah, Aiden Misfelt almost had that.
Krogman driving baseline. Pulls up from 10 feet. Back rim, no. Rebound, Aiden Misfelt. 14-20 to go, first half, 5-4 McDonald. Jordan Sikora high on the left to Aiden Misfelt, right of the circle, holding above his head, flips it over left side. Sikora to Keegan Galvez, left block extended, back out to Sikora, standing all alone high on the left. Kick into the left corner, Eddie Mittermeier, quick trigger on a three, that one just a bit too long.
And I'm watching Eddie there with that box in one, he's just running all over, and number 12, Brickner's all over him.
Mittermeier went for a steal, couldn't quite get it away from Brickner. Over to Payne, left wing. 5-4 McDonald. Regis taking their time on offense, as we would expect. Left side is Cooper Dykes just inside the arc, back up top. Jaron Payne, a bounce with the right hand to Brickner right in front of the McDonald bench. Brickner at the high post, poked away. Keegan Galvez ends up with it off to the steal, and Jaron Payne took it right back from Keegan after he crossed half court. Jaron Payne holds 35 feet from the bucket. Working against Keegan Galvez, drops off for Krogman. A bounce left corner, Dykes to Riccardi, left elbow. He'll swing it around, Payne deep three, right side, nailed it.
That was a,
frozen nice rope three. Right through the bottom of the net, but Payne has five, shoots 34% from long range, 7-5 Regis. Cooper Mittermeier about to come into this game. Eddie Mittermeier drives baseline, tough shot over the top of Riccardi. No foul as Eddie went spilling to the floor. Yeah, Riccardi tied him up on the way up, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know if the refs are going to let him bail him out on that or not, right?
Krogman at the right elbow, turning, working the pivot out to Payne. Short corner feed, Brickner. Drops it into Riccardi just outside the arc. Back to Brickner, flips up top, Jaron Payne. 12:34 to go first half, 7-5 Regis here on the road at McDonald. Nice pass down low, Riccardi blocked by Cannon Huss. Got it back, though, up and in for two. David Riccardi, the 6'4 senior, sophomore. And that's his first basket, 9-5. Aiden Misfelt left alone, left corner, hung it up short from the three. Cannon Huss between two defenders, up and in for two. The big man with an end one opportunity for the Mavs.
He muscled that one in.
Cannon Huss with 5 points, the offensive rebound putback. And the foul as Cooper Mittermeier will come in for Jordan Sikora. Cooper, number 0, 5'9", sophomore guard, has hit 12 threes this season and 3.1 points per game. Well, McDonald Area Catholic Schools' safe, faith-based quality education witnessed the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Cannon Huss, the 76% foul shooter, hits the three the old-fashioned way, makes the free throw. It's 9-8 Regis. And subbing in for Regis, another dangerous three-point shooter, 5'10" guard Owen Weisenberger, averages almost 8 per game, 37% from three, wears jersey number 23. Wild pass in the corner, touched by McDonald, yes.
Yeah.
As Jaron Payne was trying to find Weisenberger for that corner three, out of bounds to the Ramblers.
Now McDonald going to a man-to-man defense. I think this is a good call by Coach Schilling.
Two of the blocks, two of the elbows, inbound bounce, and knocked out of bounds off of Weisenberger. Cooper Mittermeier may have forced him into that error.
Yes. Again, I think that's a good defensive change there. Taking him out of that 1-3-1 zone, put him in man-to-man, make Regis work a little harder.
Mittermeier now at the point. Just over 6 minutes gone by here, first half. McDonald trailing Regis by one. Hit and miss foul, right corner. Cannon Haas back to Aiden. All alone the right corner. He'll step into a three. There, they left him all alone. Should not do that.
I was wondering when he was going to shoot it.
Aiden Misfelt shooting 42% from distance. Gives McDonald the lead 11-9. Payne whips in the corner. Krogman left alone. Good closeout. Krogman going to find Brickner. Brickner runner in the paint is good. First point for Josh Brickner. And we are knotted up at 11 apiece with just over 11 minutes to play in the first half. Cooper Mittermeier picks up his dribble between the circles, shoots Aiden Misfelt left wing. He'll try another three. They left him open again. Why would you do that?
He's a good shooter.
14-11, McDonald, their largest lead of the night. Runner in the lane. Nice touch for Josh Brickner. As it hung on the left side of the rim and then fell through.
Yeah, somebody's got to step in front of him.
14-13, McDonald. Aiden Misfelt for his third three in a row. No offensive rebound. Cannon Haas. That missed from the left corner. Haas backing down over Krogman. Missed it too strong. Long rebound pulled out by Owen Weisenberger. Weisenberger across the logo at midcourt. Hands off to Jaron Payne. Jaron Payne, deep three right of the circle. Back bracket, no. Rebound, Cannon Haas. Foul, David Riccardi. That one's going against Regis. It's been a clean game so far. One whistle apiece. Now, Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial, Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. That's qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Cannon Haas with a man in his face comes up short on the three. Eddie Mittermeier battling Brickner for the rebound. Cannon digs it out. Haas in the paint. Tried to scoop a pass down low to Keegan Galvez and missed it.
Timeout.
Krogman with the steal and then a timeout by Regis with 10:07 left. We're back in half a minute on WOGO.
The food court at Hy-Vee will put a smile on your face no matter what you're hungry for. Made-to-order breakfasts with omelets, apple pie pancakes, stuffed French toast, and so much more. All made with only the freshest high-quality ingredients. Hy-Vee's High Chai department has Chinese, sushi, and hibachi. And don't forget the family-inspired chef-approved entrees from Wahlburgers. It's all at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chai High and McDonald Athletics.
Now, McDonald Basketball, WOGO Sports at Max TV. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. High above the court here in Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium in Chippewa Falls. Zach Wycheck at the controls. The WOGO studios in Halley. 10:07 to go, first half. Regis with the basketball, moving right to left. McDonald leads 14-13 in a tight one here in the Western Clover Belt Conference.
He just always plays tough in the beginning of the games.
Weisenberger hands off. Payne up top, probing. Goes down the right side of the lane. Blocked by Cannon Haas, but a foul.
Little body.
Well, at Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health with a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Visit ghr-ec.com. That's ghr-ec.com. Jaron Payne ties the game. First free throw attempt for Regis. And Payne now a chance to give the Ramblers back the lead. That was the second whistle on McDonald, first on Cannon Haas, and Payne 2-for-2 on that trip to the stripe. And it's 15-14 Regis. Brickner tried to steal the inbounds but knocked it out of bounds along the baseline, and Cannon Haas will shift a little bit to his right and then inbound again. Finds Eddie Mittermeier.
I think that's only the first foul on McDonald, Cale.
Oh, you're right. One whistle against McDonald, two against Regis. Miles Flanagan came into the game. Kick out, Aiden Misfelt, right corner. Thought about another long three and said to Cooper Mittermeier, no hesitation, three left wing. Back rimmed it, no. Cannon Haas fighting for the offensive rebound. Gets to Miles Flanagan. Miles comes up a little bit short. Offensive rebound, put it back again. And Miles will go to the line shooting two. I think Flanagan may be sporting a new haircut.
He is.
As well tonight. And some good work immediately on the board with a couple offensive rebounds. At least gobbling up the loose ball and then an offensive rebound off his own miss. And Flanagan will go to the line shooting two. The lefty off the mark on the first one. He's actually shooting 69% from the foul line, so that's a pretty rare miss. Aiden Misfelt will get a break as Asher Rozowski comes in. Flanagan, the 6'3" junior center, number 44, 2.4 points, 2.7 rebounds. Rozowski, 6' senior guard, number 34, averages almost 3 points per game. And ooh, knocking it out of bounds off of Regis is Rozowski off the miss by Flanagan. So a rare 0-for-2 trip to the stripe for Miles. But Asher Rozowski, who's hit 9 3-pointers on the season, showing off the hustle.
Yeah, he kind of went up and just kind of slapped at the ball and pushed it off of a Regis player.
Inbounds to Mittermeier up top to Cannon Huss. Huss, Eurostep in the lane, runner sweet. Cannon Huss cooking. He's got 8 of McDonald's 16. The Max regained the lead, 16-15, as we are almost to the halfway point of the first half with 9:04 and counting.
At some point here, McDonald boys are just going to turn it on.
Weisenberger for 3. Nicked it off the front of the rim. Going up high for that is Eddie Mittermeier. Eddie push ahead to Cannon Huss. Huss on the run, right block along the baseline. Reverse, nice touch by Cannon Huss as he went over 6'3" Tyler Burhoff.
Not so sure I know how he got where he got. Made a lot of movements in there.
That's for sure. 18-15, McDonald with a 3-point advantage. That ties their largest lead here of the night. Weisenberger up top. Carter Stelter is going to come in at the next stoppage for the Mags. Tipped pass. Nice. Eddie Mittermeier took it away. Mittermeier all alone down the rim. 2 for Eddie Mittermeier. That's his first basket. 5-point lead for the Max, 20-15. Just over 8 to go with Jaron Payne. Doubled right in front of the McDonald bench. Payne lost it off his shoe, but Burhoff picks it up. Another tipped pass. Regis scrambling for it. McDonald hitting the deck with Cannon Huss. A whistle and a timeout taken by Coach Connor Miller of Regis. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Max Basketball on WoGo Sports and Max TV.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader. They were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Five-point game in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. At McDonald Central High School, the Max and the Ramblers of Regis. Regis with the basketball coming out of their second timeout of the first half, trailing to your McDonald Max 20-15 as we're under 8 to play. Jaron Payne up top against fellow number 3, Eddie Mittermeier, goes right side, Weisenberger, and gives it back to Payne between the circles.
Well, McDonald went back to the 2-3 zone here. Just mixing up their defenses.
Alex Figge, a 5'9" sophomore guard, came in. Eddie Mittermeier, another steal. Mittermeier against Figge. Euro steps on him, hangs in the lane, can't hit the shot. Carter Stelter just came in for McDonald, battling for the offensive rebound, can't get it as Weisenberger down the lane for an easy 2. Owen Weisenberger, a good run out. And McDonald's lead whittled down to 3, 20-17. Rozowski to Cooper Mittermeier, left side. Foul underneath as Figge sent Eddie Mittermeier sprawling. And if you're going to try and play box and one, you're going to have to find someone who can keep up with Eddie Mittermeier, because he's going to run and run and run.
He is.
Now Mittermeier will trigger on the inbounds. 2 of the blocks, 2 of the elbows for the Max. Eddie throws it in. Rozowski back to Mittermeier. Mittermeier show and go. Baseline jumper, 10-foot, no. Carter Stelter battling for the offer of offensive rebound.
There we go.
Miles. Get out of my mealy mouth here. And Miles Flanagan takes the loose ball, says thank you very much, and flips it up with the left hand from 2 feet out. 22-17 McDonald. Jaron Payne to Figge. His left side, Owen Weisenberger. Finds Krogman back out to Weisenberger for three. Front rim, no. Offensive rebound. Put back won't go down as Payne tried to catch it in the air and shoot in the same motion.
He was in a good position there.
Cooper Mittermeier, no hesitation. Three left wing, rims in and out. Flanagan battling for the rebound. Goes to the floor for it. So does Carter Stelter. And a tie-up possession will stay with McDonald as Cannon Huss and Grant Smisky will come in. Smisky seeing his first action tonight, the 5'10 sophomore guard, number 5, 2.1 points, 1.5 rebounds, 1.1 assists for Coach Schilling. 22-17 the max, 6:30 to play. They're stacked across the foul line as Stelter will inbound. Carter holding, finds Cooper Mittermeier in the left corner. Picked up by Figge, drops it to Miles Flanagan at the elbow, kick out Grant Smisky, right wing. Back to Cooper Mittermeier. Cooper backing up near midcourt on the dribble to Smisky, right wing. Back up top to Cooper near the logo. Left side, Cannon Huss getting the play call. Looks right side to Smisky, looks to the high post, nothing there. Now they find Flanagan in the high post to Cannon Huss. Huss, left block, kick out up top, works to Smisky. Smisky open, look at it, three rims in and out. That one looked good until it popped out.
Looks real good.
Jaron Payne across the timeline. Two-thirds of the way through the first half. 22-17 McDonald. Figge to Payne. Rotates left side. Weisenberger shot into the post. Kicked out from Krogman. Back to Payne. Krogman. Payne playing catch on the left wing. They find Krogman at the left elbow. Grant Smisky got a pawn there. Almost knocked it out. Up top, Jaron Payne. And the crowd starting to pick up. This is a strong defensive possession from McDonald. Weisenberger to Krogman. Back to Weisenberger. Drops it down. Burhop. Tipped pass. Up top, Figge retrieves. Kick out Payne. Quick three. Right corner. Back rim. No. Cannon Huss with the rebound. McDonald stands tall defensively. Huss up top. Thought about a pull-up three. Instead goes to Smisky in the right corner. Grant ball fake. Flips to Cannon Huss. Rotates left side up top. Back to Smisky from Cooper Mittermeier. Cooper, high post look. Carter Stelter turns with there the foul go. Line, nails the jumper.
Good shot by Carter.
Veteran play there for the Heady senior, 24-17. McDonald leads by 7. That is their largest advantage here tonight. Payne up top, right side to Figge. Figge back to Payne, to Weisenberger. He'll get a good look at the three left side. Rims in and out, rebound Carter Stelter. Flips off to Cannon Huss. Huss down the middle of the lane. No one stopped the ball. Finger roll to the basket. Count it. And a foul for Cannon Huss.
Nice drive.
Cannon Huss with 12, looking for his second three-point play of the night. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Flanagan exits, Stelter exits. Back in, Aiden Misfelt and Keegan Galvez. 26-17 McDonald, 4:31 on the clock. Cannon Huss will shoot the end one. Free throw away and perfect. 76%
of the
foul.
He doesn't miss from the free throw line very often.
2-for-2 tonight. 10-point lead for the Max, 27-17. Trying to pull away here right before halftime. Brickner just came back to the game for Regis. Finds Krogman. Krogman probing along the baseline. Riccardi kick out. Weisenberger, good look at a three. Popped in and out. And rebound battled down by Cannon Huss. Huss will sprint across midcourt. Cannon up top. Floats to Keegan Galvez. Finds Cooper Mittermeier. Wide open left corner pocket. Three too strong. Rebound to Krogman.
Good look.
Weisenberger now at the point. The sophomore 5'10 guard picks up just beyond the arc. Top, Cooper Dykes. Weisenberger and Dykes rotate left side for Brickner. Brickner against Grant Smisky. Drops to the high post to Riccardi. Kick out Brickner, left side Weisenberger. Well, Weisenberger almost threw it away as the long arm of the law that is Keegan Galvez got in that passing lane. Riccardi up top. Brickner just inside the arc, right wing, floats it. Cooper Dykes shoots a pass right in the arms of Aiden Misfelt trying to find Krogman. Across the floor, Eddie Mittermeier, Keegan Galvez calling for it in the right corner. Keegan thinks about a three, takes a three, makes a three.
And they left him wide open.
Took his time, knocked it down. Galvez with 5, McDonald with 30. They lead by 13 with 3:05 left. Back in 60 seconds, this is Max Basketball on Wogo Sports.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Salvo tipped up by Lindner, and it's good. Cardinals tie the game at 55.
Cooper pulls up. Beautiful Nolan bounce pass. Wide open for two. The senior Emily Thorne.
Here's Chai High with a chance. And a win is. Oh, beautiful centering pass for Jackson Hoy.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Well, make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether, insured by NCUA. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Radio and Max TV. 30-17, McDonald with a 13-point lead coming out of the Regis timeout. Another tipped pass, and Mittermeier couldn't quite get to it. Dykes fights it to Riccardi, right elbow, kick out Richter. Good looking at three, left side. Oh, no, but a foul against Jordan Sikora, I believe.
Yes.
So that will send Brickner to the line, shooting three, which gives us time to let you know that White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. As Brickner hits the first, that gives the 5'8 senior 5 points. Second free throw is good as well. And he'll have one more. And White City Glass, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald High School Sports on WOGO for over 30 years. White City Glass. Third attempt, he's 3 for 3. Good stroke on all of those for Josh Brickner, the senior. And pulls Regis back within 10, 30-20. Jordan Sikora, Aiden Misfell, Eddie Mittermeier, Cannon Huss, Keegan Galvez, original starting five back on the floor for McDonald's. Coach Schilling has been rotating some different lineups in here in the first half. Aiden Misfell, who's hit a couple threes.
They put Eddie down at the low post type person.
Aiden double clutches on a three and nails his third. They left him so wide open he thought about it. Knocked it through.
I mean, it's great that they got to worry about Eddie, but then they just forget about everybody else.
Now Eddie Mittermeier with the steal saying, don't forget about me. Mittermeier to the cup, kiss off the glass, and one. Eddie Mittermeier with four. McDonald's lead, their biggest of the night, 35-20, with just under 2 minutes to play here in Chippewa. Mittermeier looking for three the old-fashioned way. Free throw. Ooh. Rims in and out. 83% foul shooter. That is a very rare miss for Eddie Mittermeier. 35-20. McDonald up 15. Regis with the basketball. Jaron Payne, 4-3. Got it. Left wing, Jaron Payne. Shot in rhythm. 12-point game for McDonald. Jordan Sikora high on the left. Finds Aiden Misfelt. Left wing, long cross-court skip, Cannon Huss. Huss outside the arc, pulls up from 16, right baseline. That one way too long. Krogman with the rebound, almost lost it out of bounds and retrieves right in front of his own bench. Payne across the logo. Sikora and Mittermeier looking to trap up top. On the right side, Dykes. Work back to Payne via Brickner up top. Bounce to Brickner to Dykes. Brickner has it up top. He's for Dykes right in front of the bench. Krogman trying to fight through a double. Kick out to Payne. Right in front of the McDonald student section. Nice pass to Riccardi down low, and Keegan Galvez swatted the shot, but got a little body or arm. Good work there by Regis, finding Riccardi cutting to the basket.
Yeah.
Don't forget that Midwinter Mardi Gras 14th annual is coming up right here at McDonald, as Riccardi misses the first free throw. Mardi Gras February 11th. That's a Saturday. All proceeds go to support McDonald students and schools. Get your tickets online, McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Second free throw does go through for Riccardi. Get those raffle tickets here at the school. Over $4,000 in cash prizes. Midwinter Mardi Gras, 14th annual, February 11th. Seating is limited, so don't miss out on that. 35-24 the max. Cannon Huss, right block. Goes by one defender. That's Riccardi, and I believe Riccardi bumped him.
Yep.
And the senior, Jaron Payne, helping out the sophomore, David Riccardi, just giving a little encouragement about his defensive positioning. It's not an easy task trying to stay no. with Cannon Huss. He is so quick.
Shooting the bonus here.
So this will be a 1-1. That was the seventh whistle on Regis. Three fouls called against McDonald here in the first half. Huss free throw. Off the mark. I think we jinxed McDonald with the way they were shooting
from
the free throw line early in this game. Couple misses in a row. In a row, rather. Regis trailing 35-24. Wants to maybe play for a final shot here with 27 seconds left. We're headed toward the Hy-Vee halftime show. Brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store, Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Eddie Mittermeier tipped one in the backcourt. Wanted an over and back, but the officials again saying no, that was tipped. Right side, Krogman, probing along the baseline. Got a good look point blank and couldn't put it down. 6 seconds to play. Eddie Mittermeier in transition for three. Won't go down, but Eddie got his legs cut out from under him. Helping hand up by Cooper Dykes, but now Eddie Mittermeier will go to the line shooting three. And that's Eddie Mittermeier going from a dead sprint to a pull-up three that almost went down.
Yeah.
2.6 seconds left, 35-24 McDonald at Wynn Family Dentistry. Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you. First free throw perfect for Eddie Mittermeier. Near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls, Wynn Family Dentistry. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and Wynn Family Dentistry. Now two in a row for Eddie Mittermeier, 2 for 3. On the night, he has 6 points and one more free throw attempt here. McDonald up 37-24, 2.6 seconds remaining until halftime. The aforementioned Hy-Vee halftime show here on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Three in a row for Eddie Mittermeier. 38-24 McDonald. Regis will inbound to Payne. Payne back to Krogman. He'll loft one from 60 feet in the back rim. Maybe he should come out for the Northwestern Bank halftime shots.
A little arch on that, he would have made it.
38-24 McDonald out in front at the break. We're going to step out and be back in 3.5 minutes. Stats, analysis, highlights, and more. It's all ahead on the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. 38-24 McDonald leads Regis. We're back in 3.5 on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
Just ask our team member, Sarah.
When you order a Culver's Butterburger, you're never just a customer. You're a guest in our home. It's why we cook each Butterburger to order just for you. Right down to getting the perfect sear on the beef. That extra care may be a small town thing, but it's big time important to us.
Let us serve you with a smile that stretches from our hometown to yours. Welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald's Athletics.
Guys, don't show up with gas station flowers on Valentine's Day. Get the Valentine's special from Evie Ivy over flowers, framing, and gifts. A dozen gorgeous roses or mixed flowers professionally arranged in a vase for just $75. Plus, receive a complimentary box of locally made chocolate sea salt caramels. But only for the wise men that order before January 25th. Evie Ivy over flowers, framing, and gifts. Downtown Chippewa Falls. Delivering anywhere in the Chippewa Valley. Call 723-7576 or order now at flowersandframing.com.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools.
We chose to come to this school based on the opportunity for our kids to have a well-rounded, you know, not only an education, but a faith life.
Witness the McDonald difference.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family. So there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
We welcome you to the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. It's the McDonald and Regis rivalry, the Max and the Ramblers, and McDonald getting the better of their Eau Claire neighbors so far. 38-24 at the break. Before we get into those stats and highlights, your thoughts on the first half, Mark?
Well, I think the McDonald boys, again, defensively are playing very, very well. Mixing up those zone defenses, 2-3, 1-3-1, and going man-to-man, it just kind of stifles the Regis offense. So, and again, they're boxing in one on Eddie, but it doesn't matter. I mean, we got Aiden out there that can shoot the threes. We got Cannon that can shoot the threes, that can just do everything out there. So I think, Regis is doing everything they can to stop the McDonald offense, and I don't believe they will. There's a second half to play here, so we're hoping that, they can just open this up a little bit more.
Well, let's take a look at your halftime stats before we dive into the highlights for Regis. They've had five players score, led by Jaron Payne with 8, 7 for Josh Brickner, 4 for Kendon Krogman, 3 for David Riccardi, and 2 for Owen Weisenberger. On the other side, Cannon Huss with a game-high 13 points from McDonald, but two other players flirting with double digits, Aiden Misfelt with 9, all from beyond the arc on pre-made triples, Eddie Mittermeier with 7, Keegan Galvez with 5, 2 apiece for Carter Stelter and Miles Flanagan. Let's take a listen to how the first half sounded. Your halftime highlights. You're on the Hy-Vee Halftime Show. It sounded like this.
I'm going to bounce up top. Josh Brickner probes just ahead of the foul line.
4-2 Regis. Aiden Misfelt to Jordan Sikora. Aiden Misfelt finds Eddie Mittermeier. Right corner, Cannon Huss spots up a three, drained.
They ain't going to have enough players if they're going to, stop Eddie. And
sophomore. That's his first basket, 9-5. Aiden Misfelt left alone, left corner, hung it up short from the three. Cannon Huss between two defenders, up and in for two. The big man with an end-one opportunity for the Mags.
He muscled that one in.
McDonald trailing Regis by one. Aiden Misfelt right corner. Cannon Huss back to Aiden. All alone in the right corner, he'll step into a three. There, they left him all alone. Should not do that.
I was wondering when he was going to shoot it.
Cooper Mittermeier picks up his dribble between the circles, shoots to Aiden Misfelt left wing. He'll try another three. They left him open again. Why would you do that?
Eisenberger for three, nicked it off the front of the rim, going up high for that is Eddie Mittermeier. Eddie push ahead to Cannon Huss. Huss on the run, right block, along the baseline, reverse, nice touch by Cannon Huss as he went over 6'3" Tyler Burhoff.
Not so sure.
Up top, thought about a pull-up three, instead goes to Smisky in the right corner. Grant, ball fake, flips to Cannon Huss, rotates left side up top, back to Smisky from Cooper Mittermeier. Cooper, high post look, Carter Skelter turns with the foul line, nails the jumper.
Good shot by Carter.
To Figgy. Figgy back to Payne, to Weisenberger. He'll get a good look at a three left side. Rims in and out. Rebound Carter Skelter. Flips off to Cannon Huss. Huss down the middle of the lane. No one stopped the ball. Finger roll to the basket. Count it. And a foul for Cannon Huss. Misfelt trying to find Krogman. Across the floor. Andy Mittermeier. Keegan Galvez calling for it in the right corner. Keegan thinks about a three. Takes a three. Makes a three. Hayden Misfeld, who's hit a couple threes.
They put Eddie down at the low post type person.
Hayden double clutches on a three and nails his third. They left him so wide open he thought about it. Knocked it through.
I mean, it's great that they got to worry about Eddie, but then they just forget about everybody else.
Now Eddie Mittermeier with the steal saying, don't forget about me. Mittermeier to the cup, kiss off the glass, and one. That's how the first half sounded on WOGO. Hy-Vee Halftime Show returns with Mark Maloney's military shoutouts in 30 seconds on WOGO and Max TV.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
28-24 at the break. Now time for our halftime tradition, Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. Please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. We're going to give a special shout-out here to Jory Kubishik out of Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico, who was recently married in the fall, went over to Greece and Italy, and is now back stateside, just coming home, I believe, yesterday. So he's glad to be home, missed out on Christmas, and missed out some time with his brand-new bride. So it's nice to have Jory back in the States. Glenn Maloney out at McGuire Air Force Base with our daughter-in-law Linda and our granddaughter Rosalie out there. Lita's getting ready to go out and help them guys out while Glenn takes a little three-week TDY to Guam. Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm at Dover Air Force Base getting ready to go over to Japan. Greg Hovland is going to be a proud father here in a couple of months too. Colfax grad out of Scott Air Force Base, Illinois. Sarah Basson Bofi with the 133rd Civil Engineers. Kristen Levesser Davis, a very good listener. She's probably listening again tonight, is with the Air Force National Guard out of Minneapolis. Carter Billen, working security force at Fairchild Air Force Base. Brandon Anderson is with Colfax in the Navy on one of the nuclear subs out there. Noah Stewart, a Chi-High grad stationed at Lackland Air Force Base. And Matt Pulver is at Laughlin Air Force Base, is a pilot down there. And Mason Gadel is with the Merchant Marines. And one more here, Chuck Gardo is a Chi-High grad in the Marine Corps station out of Hawaii. And again, a huge thank you. And I don't always get through my list here, and it's great. But let's see if we can't add a few more names to this. And again, a huge thank you to all of our military.
Absolutely. Let us know. Let Mark know. Email us through the contact form at WOGO.com if there's a military member that we can honor. One of our favorite parts of the Hy-Vee Halftime Show is Keegan Galvez down the lane on an early steal and a run out. Galvez with 7 points as we just barely get going here in the second half. Keegan's got some speed.
He does. He's a tall, lanky kid, but he's fast.
Original starting five on the floor for Adam Schilling. That's Mittermeier, Galvez, Sikora, Cannon Huss, and Aiden Misfeld. Krogman spinning in the lane. Tough shot off the glass just inside the left block. Kendon Krogman with his second field goal. He has 6 points. McDonald leads 40-26, up by 14. So we just finished up the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local hometown Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Keegan Galvez right corner. He already hit a three from the right corner in the first half. Tips pass up top. Cannon Huss Goes high to get it at the right elbow. Kick out Jordan Sikora. Wide open for three left side. Splashed it.
Doesn't matter who they leave open. We're going to make the threes.
It's good to see Jordan Sikora get a bucket. He's mostly the defensive stopper. That's his role on this team as a starter. And we know he can shoot. Just not always called upon to do it.
Yep.
Now Dykes up top. Or Regis Payne will go to Brickner left side. They'll shoot it down to Krogman. Krogman going to work against Cannon Haas. Tipped away by Keegan Galvez. Krogman gets it back out to Payne. Good close out by Misfelt. Prevents a three. Shovel pass down to Krogman. Lost and out of bounds. That's touched by Krogman to McDonald with 16:15 remaining in the second half. 43-26 the max.
Regis is trying to get that ball into Krogman quite a bit.
Aiden Misfelt across midcourt. Gets it back right in front of his own bench from Eddie Mittermeier. Misfelt, a bounce of the high post. Cannon Haas finds Eddie Mittermeier cutting to the hoop. Kick out, rotate. Keegan Galvez, 4-3, and Bigger got another one. It's a good-looking shot there for Keegan.
Yes.
He has 10 points, two double-digit scoring outputs by Keegan Galvez in a row. He averages 7 per game at 16 Tuesday night, 10 so far. Here tonight, 46-26. McDonald leads by 20, and Cannon Haas rips away another pass. Haas on the move, down the lane. Beautiful Eurostep between three defenders. Couldn't get it to fall, and then a quick touch foul on Cannon the other way. McDonald played the first half very clean, so no one really in foul trouble. That's just the second on Cannon Haas. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local sports. Northwestern Bank. Now some 2-1-2 three-quarter court pressure, it looks like, for McDonald. Krogman driving baseline. Krogman got by Galvez, up and in for two. He's quick. Kenneth Krogman, the quarterback of that Division 7 state championship-winning football team. For Regis, 46-28. The max up by 18, 3 minutes into the second half. Cannon Haas will try a three. The three-point parade continues for McDonald from the left wing this time for Cannon Haas. He has 16, a game high. Josh Brickner right side. Brickner penetrates into the lane. Kick off the glass way too strong from 8 feet out. Rebound, Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt push ahead, Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier driving hard to the rim. Up off the glass. Good touch over the window for Eddie Mittermeier. He has 9.
Full timeout, Regis.
Whistle in the backcourt for that timeout. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. McDonald rolling in the second half.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store. Then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
14:40 remaining in the game. McDonald on a run to begin this second half. They led 38-24 at halftime, now 51-28. Just 3 minutes and 20 seconds into the second half. Max have already hit three threes here in the second half. A whistle out of the timeout.
Put that on Jordan.
Jordan Sikora picks up his second foul. A little collision there with Cooper Dykes in the lane. So Jaron Payne will inbound. Two at the blocks, two at the elbows. Around the lane for Regis. Payne pumps once, pumps twice, and has his inbound pass tipped and stolen by Cannon Haas. What a nice play there by Haas. Cannon Haas now pulls up, kick out Jordan Sikora, big head fake left corner. Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt, foul line to Keegan Galvez, right wing. Cannon Haas straight on. Sikora left wing, drops it off for Galvez, hand off to Eddie Mittermeier. Foul, touch foul called on Regis and Josh Brickner. That's their first of the second half. Well, fresh, never frozen beef cooked up only after you order the Butter Burger from Culver's. Have one today at Culver's of Lake Halley. I feel like I need a read in there for the mushroom and Swiss. Or you
yes,
can always
you
add
do.
Something. I need to add something. Because whenever I talk about the Butter Burger and the Culver's Deluxe, my personal favorite, you got a counter with the mushroom and Swiss. Eddie Mittermeier off the mark on a pull-up three from straight on. Whatever you prefer, Culver's of Lake Halley has it. The mushroom and Swiss, the Culver's Deluxe, the double Butter Burger. Got some great chicken and fish options as well. Great friends, Corey and Bob there, Culver's of Lake Halley. Regis with the basketball, 4 minutes into the second half. McDonald leading 51-28. Shot off the mark from just inside the lane. Push ahead to Sakura. Krogman with that miss. Aiden Misfelt straight on. Cannon Huss. Huss big ball fake into the lane. Euro step, left-handed layup. No, he was bumped with the body by David Riccardi. 13:35 remaining.
Riccardi picking up his third.
Team second. Good full house here tonight. Again, youth basketball night, but also Regis and McDonald always show up. First free throw for Cannon Huss. Great rotation. Ripples the net. Four in the second half. 17 on the night for Cannon Huss.
I would imagine it won't be too long before Coach Schilling starts putting some subs in, too.
Huss, the second free throw. That one's good as well. Give Cannon 18, and would you believe it, he's still almost 4 points shy of his season average. 53-28 McDonald. Owen Weisenberger. It's a back across the timeline from Jaron Payne. Brickner out to Payne. Eddie Mittermeier with a closeout. Bounce to Payne. Big ball fake. Pulls it up at the right elbow. Out to Weisenberger. Kick into the corner. Brickner passes up the three. Shoots it into the paint. Knocked out to Payne. Payne back to Krogman. Krogman driving baseline. Hangs in the air. Shot knocked away by Cannon Huss to Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt three on one. Finds Eddie Mittermeier. Soars to the rim for two.
Great passing. Great hustle by Eddie.
Mittermeier now into double digits, third max player with double figure scoring. Mittermeier with 11. Aiden Misfelt beautifully done there on the 3-on-2. It all started with that defense triggering the break. Brickner up top. Weisenberger, the sophomore, floats it over left side. Jaron Payne. Weisenberger for Brickner. Thinks better of a three from the right wing. Drops it down to the post. That's Krogman working against Cannon Huss. Kick out Owen Weisenberger with 12:26 to play. 55-28 McDonald. Brickner from 10 feet. Bricks it off the front of the rim on the runner. Cannon Huss the rebound. Push ahead. Keegan Galvez. Galvez down the lane.
Oh, he couldn't thought about the, it.
Slam dunk to fall. And he took a hard fall to the floor. But it won't affect him much as Keegan back up and running. In between that, Tyler Burhop gets his first basket as the Ramblers opportunistic. Keegan needed just a little bit more space, I think.
Yes, yeah, too
Cannon
much momentum.
Cannon Huss pull up for three straight on, straight in. Cannon Huss says, I'm going to get my points before you pull me out of this game.
Yes.
Krogman backing in on Huss, double clutches, fouled by Galvez underneath. And Kendon Krogman will go to the line with 11:42 left. And there is no question at some point we're going to see Keegan Galvez throw one down in a game.
Yeah.
He's got the bounce, absolutely.
That one was there. It was just like you made the comment, I made the comment, just too much momentum to get him to stop and actually throw it down.
Krogman spins out the first free throw. Sakura, Galvez, and Misfelt out. Cooper Mittermeier, Asher Rozowski, Carter Stelter in for Coach Adam Schilling. Is McDonald a 28-point advantage right now pending the second free throw attempt from Kendon Krogman, who has 8 on the night. 2 made free throws and 0 for 2 this trip. So he's 2 for 4 from the foul line. Cannon Huss walks it across the timeline. We haven't even talked yet about Huss with that game winner against Regis last year.
Yeah.
One of the highlights of last season. Pass thrown away by Rozowski as Payne stepped in front, and now Carter Stelter and Cooper Mittermeier both stick hands into the way of Jaron Payne. One of them going to be called for the foul.
Cooper.
So Mittermeier picks up his first. That is the fourth on McDonald with 11:25 remaining. Krogman is going to take a break here. I don't know if he's subbed out of this game
yet. I don't think
he
has.
Payne to Brickner right side.
Dykes back in. Weisenberger right corner. They'll drop it into Dykes. Going over the top of Cannon Huss, falling away. No, and Cannon Huss pulls down the rebound with one hand. Huss. Cooper Mittermeier back to Huss up top. Against Dykes, crosses over on him, doubles up, spins into the lane, 10 feet out, kick out to Rozowski. Rozowski finds Stelter. He's for Cooper Mittermeier. Asher Rozowski works to Cannon Huss. Calling Freddie Mittermeier, finds him. Mittermeier in front of his own bench. 4-3, switch. He does not need much room.
No. And again, Cannon kind of set that one up too with the ball fake and got Eddie wide open.
Now pass knocked away into the arms of Stelter. Finds Cannon Huss, bounced off his shoulder, and then Huss pulls it in just across midstripe.
So we're going to try it again.
Eddie Mittermeier back to Cannon Huss. Can they return the favor?
Yep.
Yes, they can! Cannon Huss with the three. Two-man action on the right side of the floor for the McDonald seniors. What a pair they are here. Another pass. Caroms off the hands of Tyler Burhop underneath. 64-30, McDonald with 10-10 remaining.
30-second timeout, Regis.
Back in half a minute. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Welcome back to Max Basketball on WOGO Sports, WOGO Radio, and Max TV. Listen 103.1 FM, AM 680, live streaming and podcast at WOGO.com. Watch and listen via the McDonald Area Catholic Schools website or Facebook page, Max TV. Thank you to Val and the crew for partnering with us once again. Coming out of the Regis timeout, McDonald with a 34-point advantage and the basketball with just over 10 minutes to play. Cannon Huss up top, sitting on 24 points. Finds Asher Rozowski to Cooper Mittermeier, back to Huss. He's hit three threes in the second half. Huss finds Stelter. Stelter out of a double team. Pass tipped by Figgy up top. Figgy, who just came in for Coach Miller. Cannon Huss right wing. Working against Dykes, finds Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier curling just inside the line from Brother Cooper. Left corner, pocket three, no. Rebound batted around, and Carter Stelter bumped a few bodies going for that loose ball, and foul against McDonald. That's their fifth. The first on Carter Stelter.
I don't believe Regis has any timeouts left either, Caleb, so he's just going to have to play this one out.
Left side, Brickner to Weisenberger. Double clutches, takes a three, hits the side of the rim. Rebound batted out to Eddie Mittermeier. Eddie wants to run. A one on two. Mittermeier high off the glass. No, but a foul. And will they say that was in the act of shooting? I believe so.
Nope.
Nope, on the ground. Third against Regis. And the second against Josh Brickner. Inbounds to Stelter. They'll find Mittermeier. Wide open for three. Straight on. Front of the rim. No. Rebound knocked out of bounds to Regis with 9:18 left. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your very best each day. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. cvosm.com/WOGO. Krogman comes back into this game, has knocked away, able to retrieve, and now Eddie Mittermeier, a second attempt at a steal, and this one good. He tomahawked that one away from Krogman, but it went back to Kendon, and he gets it again. Cannon Huss left in the circle for three, a little heat check there. Back rim, no. Figgy to Krogman. Krogman pulls up just inside the foul line. Another tip pass. Eddie Mittermeier tips it to himself, and another steal for the McDonald senior. Cannon Huss calling for Asher Rozowski. Goes to Mittermeier, right corner. Mittermeier to Cooper. Mittermeier back to Asher. Rozowski driving down the middle of the lane. Bumped. Carter Stelter picks it up. Good. Money for Stelter from 8 feet.
Carter can find the basketball. And he's a good shooter.
Smart
just a
player,
hustle
the
play.
Senior.
Yep.
66-30. McDonald, a whistle as Kendon Krogman forces the issue in the paint. And Krogman limping just a bit. I don't know if he maybe landed on somebody on one of those collisions underneath. With 8:05 left, he'll shoot a pair.
Cannon just picked up his third.
It's the team's sixth. So McDonald, a strong second half as Krogman hits the first free throw, but no fouls left to give. Keegan Galvez comes in for Cannon Huss. Both Mittermeier's out. We also have Brady Rubenzer, the 6-foot senior forward, number 14, into the game for the first time. So Galvez, Rozowski, Misfelt, Stelter, and Rubenzer, the five on the floor for McDonald. Krogman notches both free throws, 66-32 the max. Rubenzer lost it for a moment in the backcourt. Moves it back to Keegan Galvez. He'll flip it to Aiden Misfelt. Weaving between his legs as he crosses the midstripe. Asher Rozowski. Rozowski finds Carter Stelter. Stelter attacking just outside the right block to Rozowski. Straight on for three. Front rim won't roll in. Stelter offensive rebound rips it out of there. Goes up strong with the right hand. Too strong back rim. Rebound to Figge of Regis with 7:39 to go.
Good rebound by Carter there. Good put back. Just missed it.
Weisenberger. Checked by Aiden Misfelt. High on the right side. Bounce to the right elbow. It's Dykes spinning out to Figge. Works down to Krogman. Krogman, good position, goes over the top of Rubenzer for two. 66-34, McDonald. Keegan Galvez, right wing, finds Carter Stelter. Asher Rozowski rotates to Aiden Misfelt. Head fake, pulls up just outside the left block. Flips it up top for Galvez. Carter Stelter, right wing, finds Rozowski. Rozowski, nice head fake. Driving down the lane, no look pass. Carter Stelter for three, right side. Got it! Carter Stelter!
Kept his hand up there with the Michael Jordan look.
69-34. Stelter has just keeps increasing the range tonight.
Yes.
Thanks again to Ryan Stelter, Carter's dad, for joining us in the Bloomer game as Weisenberger will try to answer for three, and he will right of the circle. Good look there for Owen Weisenberger. That's his first three-point make tonight, 69-37, McDonald. And Alex Figge steps in front of an errant pass, and Figge will soar down the lane for two. A 5'9 sophomore guard for his first basket. 30-point lead for McDonald, 69-39, 6:10 to go. Keegan Galvez thought about hitting his third three there. He'll get it back in the right corner. Against Krogman, drops it down to Stelter, the hot hand. Aiden Misfelt, head fake up top, weaves his way down the lane, too strong off the glass with the right hand. Out to Weisenberger. Aiden's moved around pretty well. Again, has that sleeve on his right knee, but it's looked pretty strong. Offensive rebound off a miss on the runner, and Krogman puts it up and in for two. Lead feet ahead. Keegan Galvez doesn't pull up for three. Instead, into the lane. Pull up from 5 feet out. No. Brady Rubenzer fighting for the rebound. Can't get to it as Grant Smiski and Miles Flanagan will come in for Misfeld and Galvez with 5:32 remaining. 69-41 the max.
Another sub coming in for Regis.
That will be in for Krogman.
I'll let you say it. Kovacevic.
Lukas Kovacevic, 5'11", junior, number 20. Dykes at the left elbow to Figge, left wing in front of the Regis bench with 5:16 to play. Now straight up, Josh Brickner, 69-41, McDonald. Left side is Weisenberger. Up top, Alex Figge. Fight down to the post and knocked away by Flanagan. Regis, though, as the ball caroms through a couple of hands, gets the ball back. We'll move left to right once again. At the high post, Dykes to Weisenberger to Figge. He'll spot up a three right side. Rattles it home. Alex Figge with his first three. 69-44, McDonald. Regis knocking a few down to make this game look a little bit closer, but it's been all max here in the second half. Grant Smiski to Miles Flanagan, left of the circle. Rozowski, no hesitation on a three. Comes up a little bit short. With 4:20 left, Regis now will push ahead. Figge far side of the floor.
outside the arc left wing. Weisenberger to Brickner. Up top to Weisenberger. He'll fight it down to the high post again. Knocked away. Quick hands by McDonald. Stelter lost it to Figgy in the left corner.
He's maybe looking at the coach to call a timeout.
Weisenberger, long three. That one saved by Brickner. No, stepped on the line. When Regis is trying to dump it to the high post there, I'm not sure if it's Miles Flanagan who's getting his hands in, but someone is stepping in front of the passing lane, and even if they're not getting the steal, the deflected balls are a good defensive look for the Mags. Rozowski picks up his dribble, and the senior throws it into the student section. I think he thought Carter Stelter was going to be there.
Yeah.
Well, make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether, insured by NCUA. Just over 3.5 remaining in the game, 69-44. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you in Chippewa Falls on Wilgo Radio and Max TV. Back at the home base in Halley, Zach Wycheck keeping us on the air. Figgy up top, checked by Rozowski to Weisenberger. Another quick trigger on a three, hits another three. Owen Weisenberger adding to his tally late in the game. 22-point lead for McDonald, 69-47. Carter Stelter in the right corner, driving right baseline. Stelter just outside the block. Will drop it off for Miles Flanagan. Rozowski rotates to Brady Rubenzer, left corner. Now Grant Smisky. Smisky matched up against Alex Ciula, 6'4" junior. Rozowski up top, crosses over, almost lost it. Pulls up from 10 feet, back rim, good. Asher Rozowski gets into the scorer's book and makes it 71-47, the Mavs. Now 5-for-5 substitution coming in as Weisenberger just heating up. He'll help himself statistically as he notches a third three on the night, 71-50 the max. Grant Smisky to Miles Flanagan left side, 2:22 to play. Asher Rozowski into the lane, no look to Rubenzer. Rubenzer off the glass and good! Brady Rubenzer, the senior, with the deuce.
It's always good to get him in the books.
73-50. One senior helping another. You could tell Rozowski was looking for the assist there.
Yes.
Now the bucket for himself. 73-50 the max, under two to go. And five players anxiously waiting on the scorer's table to get in for Coach Schilling. An air ball from Regis. Carter Stelter skies for the rebound. The senior across the logo at midcourt. Carter Stelter trying to go coast to coast. Blocked from behind by the Ramblers. Now Stelter, some backcourt pressure. Yeah. I think Stelter committed that foul on purpose to get five players in.
Coach Schilling told him to.
So everybody in uniform for McDonald will get in. Cale Holm out there. Also Ben Siegenthaler.
Mason Bussey.
Mason Bussey, he's a big fella.
Yes, Carson Galvez. And it looks like Joel.
Free throw no good for Regis, and Bussey with the rebound. I think Joe Liebrand is out there as well, too. That's the final we didn't mention. Cale Holm up top, gives to Liebrand. The 5'8 junior with a minute 25 to play. Carson Galvez, the 6'3 freshman, pass knocked away by Figgy. Now Figgy on the run to the rim. Layup is good for Alex Figgy of Regis. 73-52, McDonald. Minute 8 to play here on their home floor, looking for win number 15. Ben Siegenthaler drops down to Bussey. Bussey lost on the way to the hoop. Gets it back. A bounce in the corner, trying to save it. Mason Bussey stepped on the end line. And it will go back to the Ramblers with 59 seconds remaining.
Mason's a big boy out there.
Again, just a freshman, but
I like him because he's a good football player.
I was going to say, he's got the frame of someone 2-3 years older.
Yes, he's a good kid.
Left side, Brickner lofts a three, hits a three for Regis. The three-point parade is going to make the stats tell a slightly different story for this game than what it's been. 73-55. Regis has trailed by 30-plus in the second half. Back within 18. Carson Galvez finds Siegenthaler outside the left block. Can't get a runner to go with the left hand, but knocked out of bounds to the max with 25.7 left. So if we can't get one more McDonald player into the scorer's book here. With under 26 seconds left, an inbounds to Cale Holm in the left corner. Holm a bounce up top, Joe Liebrandt. So back to Cale Holm, outside the arc, left wing. They'll drop into Mason Bussey, knocked out of bounds by Regis with 13.9 left.
Well, Alex Koala, number 24, if he's got the Trevor Lawrence look going.
I was going to say, they'll drop into Bussey. Bussey kick out to Galvez. Galvez to Liebrandt, 4-3, just rimmed out. Rebound by Brickner with 4 seconds to play. Pass ahead into the right corner. Figge has his shot blocked by Ben Siegenthaler, and that'll end the game as Malachi Zuckerman, emphatic, the Platteville commit on the sideline, saying that's how you end the game. McDonald rolls to their 15th win of this season. Your final score here in Chippewa Falls, the max 73, the Ramblers 55. McDonald moves to 15-1 on the season, now 7-1, and still tied for first in the Western Clover Belt Conference. Regis falls to 1-7 in conference play and now 2-12 on the season. Don't go away. We'll talk with head coach Adam Schilling in just a few moments here in the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. That's postglassandmirror.com. Highlights, stats, analysis, and more. That's all ahead in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports. McDonald wins by 18, their 15th victory of the year. Back in 3.5.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Salvo tipped up by Lindner, and it's good. Cardinals tie the game at 55.
Cooper pulls up. Beautiful no-look bounce pass. Wide open for two. The senior Emily Thaw.
Here's Troy Hall with a chance. And a win it. Oh, beautiful centering pass for Jackson Hoy.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com. At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
To everyone who appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart, let our team member Emma tell you what's special about the Culver's way.
We take great tasting burgers seriously in Wisconsin. Favorite recipes, fresh ingredients, real Wisconsin cheese. It's a place where traditions matter. So of course it's where Culver's Butter Burger was born. Fresh, never frozen beef with a lightly buttered toasted bun.
What can we say? To us, it's a whole lot more than a burger.
From Wisconsin with love.
Welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Guys, don't show up with gas station flowers on Valentine's Day. Get the Valentine's special from EV Ivy over flowers, framing, and gifts. A dozen gorgeous roses or mixed flowers professionally arranged in a vase for just $75. Plus, receive a complimentary box of locally made chocolate sea salt caramels. But only for the wise men that order before January 25th. EV Ivy over flowers, framing, and gifts. Downtown Chippewa Falls. Delivering anywhere in the Chippewa Valley. Call 723-7576 or order now at flowersandframing.com.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools.
We chose to come to this school based on the opportunity for our kids to have a well-rounded, you know, not only an education, but a faith life.
Witness the McDonald difference.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
We begin the Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. That's postglassandmirror.com. McDonald wins their 15th of the season, 73-55 here at home over Regis. Head coach Adam Schilling joins us. And, Coach, you know from playing Regis the first time already this year that they're going to want to try and make the game a little bit slower, a little bit stickier defensively. What were you able to do offensively to explode for 73 versus the 49 you scored at their place?
Well, we had some guys hit some shots. I think Aiden hit some big threes in the first half, kind of loosened them up a little bit. Keegan hit a couple threes. Then we just got out in transition, ran the floor well, and we didn't have the ball. And I think, you know, if they're going to slow it down, we got to get out and try to push the ball on offense to see if we can get some of the easy ones.
I know they were able to hit kind of a parade of threes toward the end of this game to make it seem a lot closer than it was, but defensively, what were you most pleased with?
I thought our 2-3 zone looked good tonight. We had some good rotations, didn't really give them anything in the middle of the defense, and then again we held them to one shot, which I think is very important, and that allows us to get out and run. So at this point in the season, you want to keep tweaking everything defensively and just keep getting better at it, and I think we did a pretty good job tonight.
Are you seeing, and again, this is a team that's 15-1, but are you seeing the confidence continue to grow in this team, and especially even like you mentioned Keegan Galvez hitting a couple three-pointers, showing off his range. He's had two double-digit scoring games in a row, and not necessarily picking up slack from anyone else, but just increasing the offensive productivity that you have overall.
Yeah, I think, you know, we got four guys that can really score in double figures every single night. So I think that gives us a lot of balance. And, you know, they went box and one on Eddie in the first half, and we had other guys step up that can make shots. And I think we still scored 38 in that first half. So it's just, yeah, guys keep stepping up when we need them to, and it's a really fun group to be around.
Nine different players scoring for you tonight, Coach. You've got a little bit of time off before your next game at home here on Tuesday night. We'll have it for you against Whitehall.
Great.
What's the focus maybe in I'd assume you'd have a couple practices maybe before that game?
Just fine-tuning everything, paying attention to the details, making sure we're screening well, playing good defense. I think we just want to really kind of keep building on everything that we're doing. We don't want to have a game where everything drops a level or two. So at this point in the season, we want to really just maintain what we've been doing and just try to be really consistent at it.
Well, there's always a great crowd on hand for this rivalry between McDonald and Regis. Sweeping the season series, always something to be proud of.
Definitely.
Congratulations on the win, Coach, and we'll see you on Tuesday night.
Thank you for coming out. Appreciate it.
That's head coach Adam Schilling as McDonald wins emphatically 73-55 against Regis here at home. And as I mentioned, sweeps the season series, moves to 15-1 on the season and 7-1 in Western Clover Belt Conference play. We'll step out, be back in 2.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports as the Post Glass Postgame Show continues, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store. Then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Welcome back to the Post Class Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. McDonald defeats Regis for the second time this season, 49-38 in their first matchup, 73-55 here tonight as we bring in Mark Maloney. And Mark, again, credit to Regis for knocking down some threes at the end of the game, but kind of garbage time points for a pretty good portion of the latter half of that second half, 73-55. That's an 18-point win, but honestly, this was a lot more of a blowout than that score wouldn't indicate.
Exactly. I mean, again, Coach Schilling did a good job of subbing kids in there, so did well there. And, you know, and Regis kids were out there shooting their threes and getting their points that way, so... Again, it was great listening to Coach Schilling there talk about how the kids get in there and mix it up on that defense. I think he did a great job mixing up the defense with the 1-3-1, 2-3. He was happy with the 2-3. I think they did a really good job with the 2-3 zone defense, but then I think I liked it when they went back into a man-to-man, kind of messed them up a little bit too, because I think Krogman was getting a lot of his points off of that zone. So, and again, he's a great athlete. He's a good player. So, and that was what they wanted to do, is get the ball into him and let him do his thing down there. But, and then, they, you know, and again, they try, everybody's going to try to stifle Eddie, you know, doing that boxing one on him. And they did. They slowed him down from putting up the big points. But then everybody else picks up. I mean, Aiden started nailing the threes, and Cannon Huss and everybody else. So it's a little difficult to stop everybody. And, you know, and they go into a man-to-man, and then they're just going to get Eddie freed up that way too. So it's a good group of kids. It's a good problem for Coach Schilling to have.
Well, nine different players score tonight for McDonald, 7 for Regis. We'll check the stats here first for the Ramblers. They did have three players in double figures, led by Kenan Krogman, who had a strong second half, 10 of his team-high 14 points. Then Owen Weisenberger, who hit three triples in the second half, had just two at the half, but had 11 for the game. Then 10 for Josh Brickner, 8 for Jaron Payne all in the first half, 7 for Alex Figge, 3 for David Riccardi, and 2 for Tyler Burhop. On the other side, for McDonald, three players in double figures, another very close, Cannon Huss with 24 points, including 4 hits from downtown here tonight. Eddie Mittermeier, just 1-3 on the night, again, as they were really trying to take him out of this game, but Mittermeier still gets 1-3, that's his 68th of the season, and scored 14 points tonight. Keegan Galvez, his second double-digit effort in a row. He hit two triples, 10 points tonight for Keegan Galvez. 9 for Aiden Misfeld, all from downtown, all in the first half, as he really sparked the McDonald offense in that first 18 minutes. 7 for Carter Stelter, including a triple in the second half. He shot the ball very well. 7 for the McDonald senior, 3 for Jordan Sikora, and 2 apiece for Asher Brzozowski, Miles Flanagan, and Brady Rubenzer, in a call that you'll hear on the second half highlights as the last postgame show continues. We'll be back in 90 seconds to finish things up on WOGO Sports. McDonald wins it over Regis 73-55.
To everyone who appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart, let our team member Emma tell you what's special about the Culver's way.
We take great tasting burgers seriously in Wisconsin. Favorite recipes, fresh ingredients, real Wisconsin cheese. It's a place where traditions matter. So of course it's where Culver's Butter Burger was born. Fresh, never frozen beef with a lightly buttered toasted bun.
What can we say? To us, it's a whole lot more than a burger.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Guys, don't show up with gas station flowers on Valentine's Day. Get the Valentine special from Evie Ivy over flowers, framing, and gifts. A dozen gorgeous roses or mixed flowers professionally arranged in a vase for just $75. Plus, receive a complimentary box of locally made chocolate sea salt caramels. But only for the wise men that order before January 25th. Evie Ivy over flowers, framing, and gifts. Downtown Chippewa Falls. Delivering anywhere in the Chippewa Valley. Call 723-7576 or order now at flowersandframing.com.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools.
We chose to come to this school based on the opportunity for our kids to have a well-rounded, you know, not only an education, but a faith life.
Witness the McDonald difference.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Finishing up the post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. McDonald wins by 18, their 15th victory of the season, their 7th Western Clover Belt Conference win. This is how the second half sounded. Your WOGO highlights on WOGO Radio and Max TV. Keegan Galvez, right corner. He already hit a three from the right corner in the first half. Tips pass up top, Cannon Huss. Goes high to get it at the right elbow. Kick out Jordan Sikora. Wide open for three, left side. Splashed it.
Doesn't matter who they leave open. We're going to make the threes.
It's good to see Jordan Sikora get a bucket. He's mostly the defensive stopper. That's his role on this team. Gets it back right in front of his own bench from Eddie Mittermeier. Misfelt, a bounce of the high post. Cannon Huss finds Eddie Mittermeier cutting to the hoop. Kick out, rotate. Keegan Galvez, 4-3. And Mittermeier got another one. It's a good-looking shot there for Keegan.
Yes.
Devon State Championship winning football team. For Regis, 46-28. The Max up by 18, 3 minutes into the second half. Cannon Huss will try a three. The three-point parade continues for McDonald from the left wing, this time for Cannon Huss. He has 16, a game high. Around the lane for Regis. Payne pumps once, pumps twice, and has his inbounds pass tipped and stolen by Cannon Huss. What a nice play there by Huss. All fake, pulls it up at the right elbow, out to Weisenberger. Kicking to the corner, Brickner passes up the three, shoots it into the paint, knocked out to Payne. Payne back to Krogman. Krogman driving baseline, hangs in the air, shot knocked away by Cannon Huss to Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld, three on one, finds Eddie Mittermeier, soars to the rim for two.
Great passing, great hustle by Eddie.
Mittermeier now into double digits, third Max. In between that, Tyler Burhop gets his first basket as the Ramblers opportunistic. Keegan needed just a little bit more space, I think.
Yes, too much momentum.
Pull up for three, straight on, straight in. Spins into the lane, 10 feet out, kick out to Rozowski. Rozowski finds Stelter. He's for Cooper Mittermeier. Asher Rozowski works to Cannon Huss. Calling for Eddie Mittermeier, finds him. Mittermeier in front of his own bench, 4-3, switch. He does not need much room. Pulls it in just across mid-stripe.
So they're going to try it again.
Eddie Mittermeier
Back to Cannon Huss. Can they return the favor? Yep. Yes, they can! Cannon Huss with the three. Two-man action on the right side of the floor for the McDonald seniors. What a pair they are here. Up just outside the left block. Flips it up top for Galvez. Carter Stelter right wing. Finds Rozowski. Rozowski, nice head fake. Driving down the lane. No-look pass. Carter Stelter for three. Right Whoa. Side. Got it! Carter Stelter!
He kept his hand up there with the Michael Jordan look.
150 the max. Brent Smisky to Miles Flanagan left side. 2:22 to play. Asher Rozowski into the lane. No look to Rubenzer. Rubenzer off the glass and good. Brady Rubenzer, the senior, with the deuce.
It's always good to get him in the books.
That's how the second half sounded here on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. McDonald with the victory as we finish up the post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Class and Muir in Chippewa Falls. A quick look ahead at our WOGO sports calendar. Tuesday night we'll have a doubleheader. First, CFM hockey against the Eau Claire Area Stars. Girls hockey with Greg Stewart and Michaela Hogan, 4:40 p.m. on Tuesday. Then immediately following that, we'll be back over here for McDonald boys basketball against Whitehall. Projected start time around 6:55 or 7 o'clock. For that broadcast here on WOGO Sports. Next time we'll see the McDonald Lady Max a week from tonight. Big game against Osseo Fairchild. 6:55 start here on 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. WOGO, Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. I know they want to clear things out here.
They're getting ready to set up for a basketball tournament. Got Coach Blake Winger and Coach Scott Sigenthaler trying to, you know, they're threatened to pull the bleachers in on us, Caleb, and I
said, just be stuck up here.
We could either jump down or crawl through the window here. So,
or we could just continue a broadcasting marathon and raise money for something.
Yes.
Do that as well. Our thanks to our board operator back at the WOGO studio, serving so faithfully, Zach Wycheck, tonight. Thank you, as always, to all of the incredible advertisers that you hear here on WOGO Sports, making these broadcasts possible, for Val Knobloch and the Max TV crew, as we thank them for that partnership as well. Your final score here tonight in Chippewa Falls, McDonald 73, Regis 55. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson, saying good night, and thank you for listening to McDonald Max Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports.
WOGO, your sports station.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports.